Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Zog Dorten, the Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel darshened and said, that Asida Isha Shatelet B'chol Yom. La'asad Lavai, a woman will give birth every single day. The Alter Rebbe in Igeres HaKadosh talks about the Sinyan. I believe it's Simcha Chavav in Igeres HaKadosh. And the Alter Rebbe there says that a woman will give birth from one time that she's going to be with her husband, then she's going to become pregnant and give birth from many babies, from one time. And the babies are not going to all be born together, like twins or triplets that are born together. But from one time, she's going to give birth many babies over a period of time. One day, the next day, the next day. All from one time. Now, l'chayda though, even according to this pshat of the Rebbe, at a certain point though, I mean, what does this mean? That from one time, the woman is going to give birth endless, without any stop. At a certain point, l'chayda, there's a certain number of babies is going to give birth. Let's even take a number of 100 babies. 100 babies are going to be born 100 days, one after the next. But then after those 100 days are up, the last baby that was born is going to be a tumas leida, and you're going to have to wait 2 weeks, the mashal, and then the tumas leida goes away. They can be together again. So even according to this pshat that the Rebbe says, the asi the isha shetelet b'chol yoyim does not mamish mean literally without a hefsik. B'chol yoyim literally without a hefsik. Eventually there has to be some kind of a hefsik. But it doesn't mean a hefsik for every single leida, because she can give birth from many babies over a period of time. So there's a ha'order from the Rebbe in Lakut HaSichis where the Rebbe says that when the Alter Rebbe in Igeres HaKadosh speaks about this shaila, how could Aisha give birth every single day? And the Alter Rebbe there asks a question. He says, when Aisha gives birth in Pashas Tazria, it says that it's Tumas Leida. The Alter Rebbe doesn't mention Tumas Nida. The Alter Rebbe is only talking about Tumas Leida. So it's mashma that the Rebbe wants to be mechalik, that there's Tumas Leida and there's Tumas Nida. That's two different things. Tumas Nida is going to be batel asad lavi because chete tzadas will be corrected and won't be Tumas Nida. But Tumas Leida will still be asad lavi. Tumas Leida is not a result of chete tzadas. It's exeidus akosav. It's a separate din. It's a separate tumah that has nothing to do with the union of chete tzadas. So Tumas Leida asad lavi will remain. And therefore the Alter Rebbe gives a new pshat of how a woman will give birth to Lassad Lavi, but Tumas Nida will be bought to Lassad Lavi. Zayis Mashma. That's the way the Alter Rebbe explains the Alter Rebbe. So it says in other places, in Medrash and Azivaita, that all the different Tsar Leida and the Be'etzef Tel Dibonim, which is what it says in Parshas Bereishis, as a result of chetei tzadas, that a woman gives birth, and this pain and this labor that's involved in giving birth, that all of those things are going to be batel asad lavi. So you think a woman's going to give birth every single day, how in the world is she going to manage it? How is she going to handle it? But lasad lavi, a woman's going to give birth, and it's going to be like before chetei tzadas, without any hardship whatsoever. It's going to be mamish like, whatever, it's going to be as if before chetei tzadas.